I loved helping with my neighbor's alpacas. They knew his voice and came when he called.
And do you know the best way to hear God's voice? I'll give you a hint. It starts with a B. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. My name is Zach. So let me ask you, can you recognize the voice of Jesus? In John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." Well, you might think, well, how can I hear the voice of Jesus? Well, you guessed it, by spending time in the Bible. That's what our story is about today. It's entitled Alpaca Parade. Brayan and his parents lived out in the country right next door to McNair's Alpaca Ranch. Brayan was fascinated with the alpacas. He would often sit outside and watch them grazing. "Brayan," Mom called to him one day, "Mr. McNair invited you to come over at 6:30 this evening to help feed the alpacas." "All right." Brayan rushed through his homework and dinner and arrived at the McNair's barn right on time.
"First, we're going to fill the hay bins and pour the feed into the troughs," Mr. McNair told him.
"Then we'll call the alpacas in." After the hay bins and troughs were filled, Brayan followed Mr. and Mrs. McNair toward the pasture. Mr. McNair began to call the alpacas.
"Come, packas, come!"
Brayan watched in amazement as the alpacas responded to the sound of Mr. McNair's voice. They began running toward the barn. Soon, all the alpacas were gathered around the feeding troughs. Once the alpacas were done eating, Mr. McNair put a halter on Loki and led him over to Brayan. "You can gently stroke his fur if you like." Brayan, with a big smile on his face, slowly raised his hand and began to pat Loki.
"You're a good boy," Brayan said.
Mr. McNair smiled.
"You can come back any time, Brayan."
When Brayan returned home, Mom asked, "How did it go?"
"I loved it. The coolest part was watching all the alpacas running toward the barn when they heard Mr. McNair calling them. All he had to say was, 'Come, packas, come,' and they all came running."
"That reminds me of a verse in the Bible," said Mom. "In the book of John, Jesus says, 'My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me.' The alpacas recognize Mr. McNair's voice because they know him and trust him. As Christians, we trust and follow Jesus because we have a relationship with him. He speaks to us through his word, the Bible, and the Holy Spirit helps us hear his voice and know what he says is true."
"Wow, that's really cool," said Brayan.
"Can I help feed the alpacas tomorrow?
Maybe someday they'll trust me too, just like they do with Mr. McNair."
Well, how about you? Are you a follower of Jesus? Do you listen to his voice? The Bible reminds us that we are like the Lord's sheep, and just like sheep follow their shepherd, we trust and follow Jesus. As we spend time with God in church, in prayer, and in his word, we learn to recognize and respond to his voice. So spend time with the Lord today and listen to what he tells you. Our key verse from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 27.
"My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me."
And our key thought for today, listen to God's voice. Have you ever had a pet run away? Then you know how I feel because my dog Chester is gone. Will you help me find him? We'll search high and low this summer by listening to Keys for Kids Radio. Each week we'll hear a secret word on the live stream to build up to each month's clue. Those will point us in the right direction to find Chester again. And when you find the clues in June, July, and August, you'll get a chance to win that month's prize. Learn more about the search for Chester on Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.